Oh, this feels so nice. So comfy. Oh, a welcome break from the fair. Yeah, I know you're only standing around, but that's the problem. Like, I'm a person that likes to move, walk, run, do jumping jacks, anything. But be stationary for a while and my legs are like lead. But I got through it. I sacrificed for you. No, it's hardly a sacrifice to spend Christmas Eve with you. I mean, look at this setup. A cozy fire, cozy couch, and all of those cookies in front of me. I'm gonna have a serious Santa belly by the morn. Serious. Unless I get help. Will you help me? I mean, you did bake them, right? And you baked them with bad intentions. Smell them. You bake them so deliciously. How can I resist? That's bad intentions. Shouldn't you be as athletic tonight with the munchies? Help a man out? It's just one night after all. Oh, you'll try your best. Okay, I hold you to that. But I am not going to be the cookie vacuum cleaner tonight. Okay? Not going to be hoovering up all the sweets. Are you sure you're okay? Oh no, it's just that you've got that look, like you're a little lost in thought. Maybe you're having second thoughts on inviting me over. Oh. Okay. I'm just a little worried about you. I mean, it's this time of year and that thing. I mean, not that thing, but you know. It ended around Christmas last year, and I'm just checking in. Sometimes memories can be more intense around the holidays and get you down. Okay, but you do know that I'm always here for you. And God knows, I've had my share of sucky breakups around the festive times too. You remember that one like 3 Easters ago when I got texted as I was slaying my first bit of Easter egg? Oh my God. Getting dumped with a mouthful of chocolate is it's bittersweet. You know, I was crying, but the tears tasted fucking amazing. Was like salted caramel. But at the same time, it's something that has never left me. Not thinking about my ex, like the taste. Anyway, I'm rambling. My point is, you're going to be fine. And me too. All right? Oh, there's that smile I love to see. You want to know something? I noticed that smile a few times today. Yeah. When you were distracted at the market. The lights, the smell of the freshly baked cakes, the music, which was surprisingly not too annoying. The bustle and that sense of magic in the air. Probably replaced whatever else was going on in your head at the time. And you look so cute, so relaxed in your Christmas jumper dress and your cute hat and the colors made those beautiful eyes sparkle when you smiled. Yeah, of course he's paying attention to you. I'm a goof. I observe. That's what we do. But I was watching you look happy, and you're happy. Makes me happy. It's contagious. Yeah, it does. But my spidey senses are tingling, and you do seem distant or uncomfortable now. I know there's something wrong. Like, I can always leave if you need to be on your own. You might have had enough of me at this stage. It's been like 12 hours. I find it hard to hang around myself that long. But it is. It's what now? Scared? Of what? You know I'll always be here for you. You've no need to worry about me. Okay. Tell me. I promise it'll be okay. You can tell me. Okay, slow down a little. Yeah, we've had our messes, haven't we? The wrinkles when I smile. Okay, baby, baby, listen, listen. Yeah, I just called you baby. But we need to take it slow. We need to slow it down to at least 100 words a minute. So tell me. Okay, come here, come here. Okay, that seemed to have created a little more space. Baby. Oh, I said it again, love. Oh, double whammy. Okay. All right, honey, listen. Let's simmer down. Ish, lamelana. Let all. Just listen to me for a while, please. Okay, so I want you to think back on all of those times that I called you love by accident, when I've called you Machalin. I mean, you do catch me, right? I mean, you have caught me, huh? That's because sometimes the heart's vocabulary takes over. And the mind has no choice but to speak. And the words are out, and the truth is out, and here we are. I didn't want to tell you. It's not that I didn't want to tell you. It's like a risk. It's like so much risk. There's so much to lose, and sometimes thoughts are messy and they spin around in your head and you don't know if they're true, but I will say, on the day we first met that you were so special to me. Like my soul recognized you. And I know that sounds corny, like that roomy stuff I ramble on about sometimes, but I've always wanted more between us. But I wasn't willing to risk it either. Risk losing you. I only knew that I needed you in my life. And whatever form that took, I was willing to accept. But I'm not gonna lie. I saw that there was some dark clouds in our lives at the same time. But there was like a simultaneous clearing happening too, like a synchronicity. And I know it can be hard to read sometimes. But when I saw you today, this morning, my brain lit up like a Christmas tree. Your smile lit my lights. And right after that, I thought, for me and Kyung, this mean Lanham. I found the one my soul desires. That's kind of wrong. Because I always had the one my soul desires in front of me. And and I can feel that. Can you? What is it? What you got to say? Honey, come here. That's the sweetest thing. And I understand. I thought about leaving this town too. But I always struggled with the idea of being plane rides away from you. And part of me was like, dude, Australia's only 20 hours away. America's only 6 hours away. But a huge part of me was afraid you'd forget me. And I think that feeling of dread, that subtle dread inside me, was telling me that I love you. Thinking about losing you made the feelings more intense. And so I love you. I know I love you.